Okay, today is Daf Ayin Bees. We're in Ayin Aleph on Bees on the bottom up to Rav Ashi, which is about 1, 2, 4 lines from the bottom. And today's shiur will be learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav Yitzchak Ben Rav Peretz, whose yahrzeit is today in the Shamash Daf and Aliyah. I don't know. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says, it says like this. We're answering the question. What question are we answering? We're answering that we don't learn out the Rimonim, that one on the bottom of the Kohen Gadol's Begadim, from the Choshen and the Eifod. Why? Because the Rimonim on the Me'il, Va'asisa Ksiv. It says the words Va'asisa. What's Va'asisa? Va'asisa Al Shulav. You should make on the hem. Rimone Tcheles V'argamon V'talashani. Uksiv, and it says Va'asisa, which means...
Did you go to Rashi or something?
No, I'm in the Gemara. Which means... Shiyu Kala Sios Shavos. I read extra words that finished off the pasuk. I just read the pasuk. Vatsisa, it's Vatsisa, and the pasuk continues, right? Ksiv, it says, Shukol Asios Shavos. All Asios, all the strings, the threads of the Me'il had to be the same proportion. So Vahechi Navet, how are you going to do that? If you learn it out from the Choshen and the Eifod, right, which means it's 28, there's no way to make it 28. Why? Not said Talasa Asara Asara. If you make each strand 10, it's only 3 strands. If you make it 10, Havilu Talasa, you can have 30. That's not 28. So what do you want to do? Navid Shrei Tisha Tisha. Make 2 out of the 3, 9. V'char Asara, and make one of them 10. That'll give you 28. It'll be 18 plus 10 is 28. If you do that, Amar Kra V'asisa. It says V'asisa. Kshehu Kol Asios Shavos. They all have to be equal. They're not going to be equal, therefore we don't learn that from the Choshen and the Eifod. Now, Me'il, Shnei Masar, Menalon. Me'il, how do you know it's 12? This is the question that bothered us yesterday. We said it doesn't mean that it's double. It didn't mean that it was double. So we asked, why is it 12? We said if it's 6 and 8, it should be 14, or 6, or 8. Why 12? Where did 12 come from? We had that question yesterday, remember? And we just let it go? Because we didn't. Here's the Gemara asked that question. Me'il Shnei Masar Minal. Where do you get 12 from? Dichtiv it says, Vasisa es Me'il Ha'efod, Kilil Techeles. What does Kilil mean? Kilil means doubled. Right? Says Rashi, Gedil. A Kilil is a Gedil. What's a Gedil? How do they translate that word in English?
Braid.
Ve'ein Gedil Pachas Mishnayim. You can't have it braid less than 2. You can't braid by itself. You need 2. That's why it's 12. Really, it's 6. But it's doubled over. Why? Because there's another word, kalil, which means a gadil, which means a braid doubled over.
So Rashi has daughters, he knows about the braid.
Right, exactly. V'yalef, tcheles, tcheles, mi peroches. And it's a gzeir shava to the peroches. Ma'alahal and shisha, just like over there it was 6. Afkan shisha, so too over here it's 6. 6 times 2 equals 12. Yes. V'nelef, mishulav, virimonav. Why don't we learn out from the bottom of the mill? From the bottom of the mill, which is what? Which would be 8. Why? Because the bottom of the ill had pomegranates and bells, whatever those were. Malahal and Shmona, Afkan Shmona. We just got to finish saying yesterday that was 8. And by the way, the answer is, Don and Kli Mikli. We're going to compare a Kli to a Kli, meaning a Beged to a Beged. Peruch is not a Beged. But the Ain Donin Kli Mitachshin Kli. But don't compare a Kli to an ornament, which is the bells are ornaments. So Gemara says, "What is Adarav?" Just the opposite. Don in gufo mi gufo. Learn the me'il from its own garment. The ain't don in me'il ma gufo mi alma. Don't learn the me'il from the peroches from left field. So Gemara says, "You're right. You're right. That's a good question. That's a good point." Hainu darmi. That's what we said yesterday. Lashar begadim. Other begadim. Shalom nema behen sheish. That don't say the word sheish. It implies it anyway. So therefore, the me'il has to be 6 because it's made out of. It's not made out of sheish. It's made out of tcheles. Right? But what the tcheles made out of? In other words, tcheles is not a material.
No.
So whatever it's made out of, wool, probably, whatever, or maybe even pishtun. Maybe it's made out of pishtun. But the point is, it's 6, and then it says tcheles, so it's doubled over, they get 12. Peroches esrim v'arba. The peroches, we said yesterday, was 24 strands. Dalad deshisa shisa. 4 times 6. There were 6 materials, 4 times over. I'm sorry, 4 materials. six times over, each one. Lodina v'lodina, nothing to talk about. Nothing to question, nothing to answer. That's what it is. Nothing to discuss. Then we said choshen v'eifod esher mushmona. The choshen and eifod were 28. Well, it's the same 24, plus a gold one in each one. That gives you 28, right?
Manal ha.
Yeah. Like nothing to discuss. No, if we saw it more often, Shas would be a lot shorter.
No, it's indisputable. It's like, all
right,
it's like, hush.
Right.
Like,
there's nothing to hack, nothing to say.
It is what it is.
Shimona Asar, how do you know it's 28? The Chziv, it says, Vasisa Choshen Mishpat, Maisa Choshev, Kemaisa Eifod Ta'asenu. Right? And what do you have now? Zav is 1, Tchelis is 2, Argaman is 3, Talash Shani, red, is 4, Sheish Mashzar is 5, Arba Deshisa Shisa, 4 times 6 is Esther V'Arba, is 24. Zav and gold, Arba have another 4, Esther V'Tamani is 28. So the Gemara asks, the aim of Zav Nami Shisha, maybe the Zav itself also is 6. Why should it be like that? I'm not sure why it should be like that.
Only
four. What?
Why is Zav 4?
Right, if it's each Zav is 6, then it would be 24 plus another 6. Not 30. Right. Right. So the Gemara doesn't answer that. But what's the premise of the question? Well, everyone else is 6, so why not the gold 6? Right? So Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Amar Kor, it says, V'katzatz Pesilim. This pasuk is in Shemos, right? V'katzatz Pesilim. I think it's in Pekudei. Petil Pesilim Harei Kandalad. It's plural. Twice it says plural. V'pesilim. And therefore, it's only 4. Okay. Ravashi Amar, Amar Kra, it says, Lasos, it says like this, Besocha Tchelas, Besocha Argamon. It's within the Tchelas, within the Argamon. Not that it has its own 6. Hechi Navet, how's it possible? Navet Arba, the Tre have a Lahu Tamanya. If you make it 4 and 4 and 4, it's going to be 8. Navet Tre, the Tre, if you make 2 and 2, betray the Chad Chad, and the other one only 1. Vasisa, Shiukalasigos Chavos. It all has to be equal. So therefore, there's no other way to do it. Therefore it's only 4. Rashi says, Rashi of Ashi Amar, Hainu Taima. It's like the second, third skinny line. Hainu Taima Dizav Vav Lo Efshar. That's why 6 by gold is not possible. So the Kasa Ba Be Lasos Oso Besoch Tchelas Besoch Argaman Mashma Sheir Bimeno Im Kol Min Vimin. Meaning it's within each one, and therefore it's only 4 of them. Okay, now a little Agarta. Not Agarta, but now it's pretty easy. Amar Rechava, Amar Yehuda. Hamakareya Big De Kahuna Loke. If somebody walks over to the Big De Kahuna and rips it, he gets Malkus. Shinamar, it says, Lo Yikareya. You're not allowed to rip it. Now, ask everybody, that Isser is only on the Me'il. It says by the Me'il, don't rip it. It says by the Me'il, don't rip it. How do you know you're not allowed to rip another one of the Begadim? So all this is by the Me'il. The Gemara says you're not allowed to rip any of the Begadim. You do over a lot. But it only says it by the Me'il. So there are...
And we do rip up Begadim.
We're going to get to that in a minute. So there are two answers. There are two main answers to this question. Number one, the Rambam says sort of like that the Isser is just a Bezayim. So why should the only the Bezayim only on the Me'il? Why should that be? Difficult answer. The other answer is not so much better. Others answer, Siach Yitzchak says, because it says it twice in the Torah, don't rip the Me'il. It says it once in Tetzaveh and once in Pekudei. Why does it say it again in Pekudei? So Siach Yitzchak says, if an Eino Inyan for the Me'il, put it for the other Begadim, for the rest of the Begadim. The pants, the shirt, none of them you can rip. Why did it only say it by the Me'il twice? It's a funny... But the Gemara does say it. Then the Menachas Chinuch says like this. We have a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? It's your question.
They use the
Kahanim's clothing for wicks.
That's
actually the Menachas Chinuch answers, they were worn out. On their own, they use it for wicks. You know what? I won the lottery. I got a better. I have money now. I'm going to buy better begadim. I'll make these into wicks. That you might not be allowed to do.
Once any...
Once they're already worn out, so to use them for another mitzvah that year, that's the mitzvah kind of answer. I don't have a better answer.
So put that back. And if the mill was worn out, would they be able to do it?
Right, it's a good question. What did they do with the mill if it got worn out? I don't know. It's a good question. Now, Maskev lo Ravacha bar Yaakov.
Is this Malkus Peshogi?
Oh, you can never get Malkus Peshogi. Right,
has to be
amazing. Is it one of the, like a Tayyad? I think it is. I think it is, actually. But maybe only the Me'il. Now, Ravacha bar Yaakov is an interesting question. V'dil b'hachi kamar rachmana. Maybe this is what the Torah means to say. Nevad le safa. Put an opening in the head. So you don't have to come to rip it. It's not an isser. It's advice. Right? It's advice. Just don't rip it. Mixiv shelo yikareya. That's not what the Torah says. It doesn't say that. So that you don't come to rip it. If it would say that, so that you don't come. Yeah, it's advice. That's not what it says. It says don't rip it. Now we got the same thing by two other times. Amar Belazar. Hamaziach choshim el eifod. If you remove the choshim from the eifod. Or Hameser Bade Aron, or you remove the Badim from the Aron, Loki, you got Malkus. Shinemar, Lo Yizach, don't do that. Lo Yisuru, don't do that. Maskifla, Ravacha Bayako, Vidilma, here's what it means to say. Ki kam rachmana, chad kinhu, vavdinhu, shapir. Maybe the Torah says like this. Fasten it very good. Put the Choshen very good in the Ephod. Put the Badim very good into the Aron. Kadesh, Lo Yizach, Lo Yisuru. So they don't come out. That is Isser. It's advice. Again, Miksiv Shelo Yaziach, does it say that so that it shouldn't happen? Shelo Yasuru, so that it shouldn't happen? Doesn't say that. Right? It says don't do it. Meaning it's an Isser. Now, by the way, interesting, there were no Badim, even though in the Mishkan, there were Badim on the Shulchan, and there were Badim on the little Mizbeach, and on the Aron. And in the Mishkan, the Badim were gone, except for the Aron. Even though you're not moving it anymore, in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not moving them anymore. Why do you have to bat them? Think about it. Why do you have to bat them? So, by when it comes to the Aron, for some reason, you still need bat them. Right? The yeshivas always say, because the Badim, you always need supporters of Torah. Or the Aron represents Torah. You always need supporters. Supporters of Torah never go away. Mm-hmm. Right? When it comes to the Shulchan, it comes to... then you know. But for Torah, you always need supporters. That's what they always say about the dinner. You need to, right? You only need supporters. That's what the Badim were. They support. You carried it. We need people to carry the burden, right? That's what they always used to say. It's a troop shot. That's a drush. That's not the reason why the Badim couldn't be removed. Why couldn't they be removed? I don't know.
Because
what do you mean? When they put the Aron in for the first time,
take him out.
That's it. You don't need it anymore. That Aron's not going anywhere. Right. So obviously the Badim were part of the Aron.
Right.
But you wouldn't say that about the Shulchan and the other Mizbeach. Right. Well, part of it, how are you going to move it? It's hard to pick it up. So you put Badim, it's easy to carry. But the Aron, we don't say that. Which means there's an Isser only by the Aron. Right? Now, Rav Yosef Rechini the Rami, he brought a Stira. Because if it says, Betabo to Aron, Yiva Badim, in the rings of the Aron will be the Badim, Lo Yasur Mimenu, they're not going to be removed. Uksivit it says, Vehuva es badav bitabos. And they brought the badim, right? And they inserted it. So what's the kasha? Hakeitad. How do you reconcile these two psukim? Why is it a stira?
No, it's supposed to be inserted. That means it could be also removed.
I hear you.
If you can insert it, it means you can remove it.
Yeah, but rings to hold it. Yeah.
Right, so the answer is misparkin. The ain nishmatim. What does that mean? Says Rashi, misparki ve'ein nishmatim, biroshehem hayu avim. The top of the bad was a little thick. It wasn't so easy to get that bad into that ring. You had to push. Birushonim hayu avim, v'hichnes roshon echad b'dochak b'tabas. You had to force it into the ring. U'be'emtzon hayu dakin. But the middle of the bad was a little skinnier. The good picture book showed it like this. Right? It was a little skinnier. Hilkach lo hayu nidchakin b'tabos el misparkin. Once the bad was in, it could move around in that ring a little bit. And it couldn't really come out. Because by itself, it's not. You have to push it out. So don't do that. But it's not going to come out because you got to push. So push to get it in. Such a funny thing. Once it's in, it's going to stay in. That's how you reconcile the two psukim. You have to push. And once you push, it's in. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned a similar verse like that. But Tabos Ha'arun, Harun Yiyu Abadim, Lachal Yayu Zazim Rim Koman, I would think it couldn't move. Tamalama, no, Behuva as Badav Mitabos. Eve, Behuva as Abadav Yachal Yayu Nichnasin Vyotin, you can take the bad in and out? No. Tamad Lomar, Betabos Ha'aron, Yiyu Habadim. In the ring will be the bad. Ha'keta has that possible. Misparkin ve'enish mutton. You push, and then it stays in there, and it can move around a little bit. Amr b'cham Rabbi Chanina. My dichtziv, what does it mean when it says, Atzei Shitim Omdim?
The sheet. Why is it a requirement for
it to be able
to move?
What?
Why is it a requirement for
it to be able to move? No, there's a requirement. That's how it was. It was thicker at the top. You had to push to get it in. And once it was in, it had a little wiggle room.
Why?
To get it, I don't know.
All right. It just said,
maybe it's easier to carry like that. I don't know.
You're not going
to
carry it.
Right. Right.
But
they did carry it.
They're not taking it out.
40 years.
Huh?
They carried it for 40 years plus another 12 years. They carried it for a long time.
Right, so why do you gain? Why do you gain if it's a little, has a little wiggle room to carry it? How does it help you? I don't know.
To one end, if you want to line it.
Right. I don't know. But why wouldn't we say that about the other things that they have to carry? Like the shulchan, I don't know. Now, it says, Atzei Shitim Omdim. What does Atzei Shitim? Atzei Shitim with a panel, the wooden panels, not panels, what is it? Crushim, the beams for the Mishkan. Omdim, standing up. What does it mean, standing up? She'omdim derech gidilasam. They have to stand up in the way they grew. You have to know. How did this tree grow? They can't turn it upside down.
Like all other trees.
What?
Right,
how'd they know? They made it into logs. They made it into beams. How'd they know how? They had to know. Dover Acher, another pshat. Omdim, she'am ma'amidim es tzipuyin. That they would put on the gold plating. What does it mean, the gold plating? They would put on the gold plating. Right.
Supported the gold plating.
Right. Dover Acher, another pshat. Omdim, standing up. Listen to this, Gemara. Shema Toma, maybe you'll say, Avad Svaron, ubatal tzipuyin. It's all over. We'll see what that means in a minute. Talmud Lomar, Omdim. She'omdim l'olam ul'olamim, forever. What does it mean? Butlon, look at Rashi. Shema Tomar, maybe you'll say, Misha Nignazu, once they were hidden away, Avad Sivron, their svara, their reasoning is gone. Shelo Yeshuvu Od, they're never going to come back. They're gone. So therefore, Batal Sikuyon, Masha Anu Sochin Vitzofin lahem. What we're longing for is over. Since they're gone, what we're longing for is over. What are we longing for? Their return comes along. The Torah says, no, they're omdim. They're always going to be here. Meaning they're going to come back. Asks the Marsha, 1 second. What do you mean they're going to come back? We have Beis HaMikdashes. We're not using these. The Beis HaMikdash is made out of a stone, and it's a normal building. We're not using wooden beam. What does that mean? It's a very good question. He gives 2 answers. One answer is, he says, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, there'll be the Mishkan right next to it. And it'll be like in the, like, you know, like the attic. Lahavdil. Lahavdil. It'll be like the attic, right? Some adjoining room. That's a hard pshat to say. He gives another pshat. That you would think that I don't know the betiyah to this. If you take something of wood that's gold plated and stick it into the ground, does it rot away? Does the gold protect it from rotting away? I don't know. Does it? If it's completely sealed, it does. So maybe that was the promise that wherever they are, they're still fully intact.
Why it stood for almost 300+ years?
Right. Right. So that's the promise. Don't think, well, where is it? I don't know, it's buried somewhere. Who knows where it is? Don't worry, it's around, they're intact.
It's not Shiloh, or is it not?
We don't know where it is. Where was it buried? We don't know.
Rashi says
we're yearning
for it to be.
So doesn't mean the actual,
yeah, physical building is
our, right. It means the idea of having a right returning, right? It doesn't have to be so physical. Right. Because it's not coming back. We're gonna have a Beis HaMikdash. Right, okay. Amar Rabbi What?
God, that
wasn't destroyed. Right. What does it mean when it says, Big day srud, l'sharis b'kodesh. Big day srud. Alma. Ilmale big day kahuna. What does it mean, srud? It's a funny word. So it's making a drasha. Ilmale big day kahuna. If not for the big day kahuna, lo neshtayr min tzonein shal Yisrael, sari rupalot. There'd be no remnant of the Jewish people left. In other words, it's the big day kahuna which sustain Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Debei Rabbi Shimon Tana. It says like this: Begadim shegordin osam kibriyasan met miklehem. What does that mean? It says Rashi. Look at Rashi, the second wide line on the right side. Kishahayu chotrin osan, when they would cut the garden by the weaver shalahen mitoch kli arigasan, in the weaving tools, hayu osin kibriyasan chalulin kiderech levishasan. They would, what does that mean? Osin kibriyasan, they would make it like its form, chilulin hollow, like you wear. V'lo kisha v'lo kasher yire na yiria shatarach shov lechadchal kliminas halovesh latofer b'machat. I think that means when they would make the begadim, they wouldn't put it together with different pieces. So I think it means that. What does it say? The article.
Garments that are cut off from their looms in their required shape.
Right. In other words, they wouldn't take one leg and get another leg and then sew it together. They would make it full in one shot.
I think what they're saying is they sew it in such a way that there's a hole for the head.
Is that what it means?
With a hole for the head.
Yeah. In other words, they made it in such a way that somehow they sewed it.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a hole.
As a one piece.
One piece.
Not having to do any cutting or.
They sewed it in one piece. Okay. Umisardin mehem klum. And what does that mean? It was shardin lehem klum. Nothing was left over. And that's why it's called big day srud, right?
No, it says some part of it is left over.
So is he left over? I don't know what this means. My he, what does this mean? Rishalakasham elu ma'ase machat. That's work of the needle. Meisvei big day kahuna ain osin osam ma'ase machat. There was no needle work in the big day kahuna. Elu ma'ase oreg. It was only woven. Shenemar ma'ase oreg. Amar baya l'nitzrucha el lebeit yad shalahem. Only for the hem. That was done separately, and it was attached to the beged, umagas ad pitas hayad, and it came till your palm. Okay. Amar Rechava, Amar Yehuda, shalosh aronos asa betzalel. Everyone knows this. The aron had three arons, really. Emtzai shel eight. The middle one was of eight. It was tisha. It was nine tvachim. Pinimi shel zav shmona. The inner one was eight tvachim. And chiton, and the outer one, asara umashahu, was 10 and a mashahu. Right? Why were there three arons? Why couldn't there just be one? So the chora, the pasha pshat is, because it says in the Torah, the pasha doesn't say. The pasha says, v'tzipisa oso, mibayisu michutz titzapenu. So why can't it be one?
How do you do that?
What do you mean? Make it in an ass out of gold.
How do you get the wood in the middle?
There's no wood. Forget wood. You don't need wood. Take a box of Does the Torah ever
gold,
say...
Gold.
What?
How's it going to support itself?
What do you mean? You can't have a golden box?
Absolutely not.
No?
That big?
No. How big is it?
Itself.
What?
Gold's soft.
No, what are you talking about?
Gold is soft.
You can't make a box full of gold?
Like itself?
Yeah. Make a box.
You make jewelry boxes full of gold.
It's not that size, the same. Okay. Vatanya echad aser umashahu, but there's another bryce that says it was 11 tvachim and a little bit. Lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha commander Amar Yesh ba over of tefach. That one says that the top of it was a tefach thick. That's where the extra armor comes from, the extra tefach. Ha commander Amar ein ba over of tefach. And the other one says where it's not true. There is no extra thickness of a tefach. If you go to the right side where Rashi says, it's a little down where we are, ha kamanda amar ein ba'ofin of tefach, Rashi says, ela mashahu, tell me a mashahu, v'lo yadana heche fligubab. I have no idea what they're talking about. Right? So if Rashi doesn't know what they're arguing about, I don't know what they're arguing about. I said, oh, the extra tefach. Rashi's like, what extra tefach? What are they arguing about? Right? I don't know. Rashi didn't know. See the Rashi there? Logan.
I'm going back for a second. It tells you to make it, the Torah tells you to make it out of wood.
I know.
So
I know.
You get wood, you get gold.
I know. The question is why? Why? If you want a solid gold, if you want a solid gold box, why put gold?
Because
so they say a good point, because otherwise it wouldn't support itself. Well, why? What's the reason for that?
Because We don't have to have a reason. That's what the Rebbe said.
The last 2 months we've been arguing on these
on
little things that the Torah says, but the Torah said so.
Yeah.
Right.
All of a sudden, why are you saying it?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to add that to every single question if that don't matter.
Right. So anyway, so Rashi wasn't really sure what exactly the extra tefach is. Rashi doesn't know. I don't know. Then my mashu, what's his mashu? Zir, it's like this crown that surrounds the yard. Okay. Amar Yochanan. Shlosha zir in hand. There are three crowns. Shal mizbeach, shal aron, shal shulchan. Shal mizbeach, zacha aron, unatlo. The mizbeach represents the kahuna, which was where the kahanim worked on the mizbeach. Shal shulchan, the shulchan is zocha David, v'natlo. The shulchan somehow represents Malchus. And that's David HaMelech. And shall Aaron, what's the Aaron? Who's the crown? What crown does the Aaron represent? Torah. Adayin munachu, it's still there. Kol harotze likach yavo v'yikach. Anybody wants to come and grab that crown, go right ahead. It's open for you. Shenema, like it said. Shema Torah, maybe you'll say pachosu, it's the least important. Talmud Lomar, no. Bi malachim yamluchu, it's not true. It's the most important. Rabbi Yochanan Rami, it says ksiv zer. It's v'karinon zir, which means like a czar, like a foreigner. Yeah, zacha nas is lozir. If you zacha to it, it becomes a crown for you. Lo zacha, if not, zara haimeno, it becomes foreign to you.
They quote the Mishnah
and Avos, you know. They what? He says that. why didn't we quote the Mishnah and Avos? Right?
I don't know why we didn't quote it. Well, actually, I don't know why we
the Marsha says it's the same thing. Why didn't you quote it? I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan Rami.
So David took the czar and he did it?
No, he didn't hide it. It's a metaphor. That whatever the shulchan represents, this malchus, that was David HaMelech's portion. The mizbeach was kahuna. The aron is the Torah. It's anybody. Anybody and everybody. Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Ksiv, it says, Vasisa lecha aron eats. Right? Made an aron out of wood. Uksiv, and it says, Va'asu aron atzeishitim. Right? They made an aron atzeishitim. What the kasha is, who's making it? Vasisa, the first one says, Vasisa lecha. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu, you do it. Then it says, Vasisa, Vasu, you, plural. How's that possible? Mikan, you see from here, the Talmidei Chachamim Shebnei Iro, Mitzuyin Lasos Lo Malachto. That the tzibur of a town is incumbent on them, it's a duty on them to take care of the needs of the Rav. Look at the Rashi, it's on the bottom on the right side. Look at the bottom on the right side, the last Rashi on the bottom, it goes up to the top. It says, Sha'aron B'tchila Hitel HaKasav HaMalacha Al Moshe. First, it's on Moshe's job. Then it's the tzibur's job. Even though it's not really an order, it's just an asmachta of an idea of the tzibur taking care of the needs of the Rav. What? Batal was the guy that Moshe hired to take. He's not doing it himself. Batal, he's the guy, right? But Hashem said to Moshe, "You want you to do the following." And then it says, you, the plural, will do the following. How do you reconcile that? They're supposed to do it on behalf of Moshe. Okay. Mibayis u'michut titzapenu. It says outside and inside it should be gold. Amar Rava, kol tamil chacham she'eno tocho kevaro, eno tamil chacham. Any tamil chacham who's not gold on the inside and gold on the outside, he's not a tamil chacham. It's amazing that we all know people like this. They're tamil chachamim on the outside. It's amazing how we know people like that. All of us know people like that. And Rava comes along, that's not a Talmud Chacham. So he wants to see himself, how could it be? How could it be such a person? How could it even be? It's a fascinating thing, such a thing. We all know people like that. Right? To make you think about it, like, how is that even possible? How could you be Talmud Chacham on the outside, only on the outside? Right? I was thinking about it, and tell me if this is true. You always see people like that. Unfortunately, we see people like that. We see people that do mitzvos on the outside. I think there's one mitzvah that if they do it on the outside, the inside's also true. Also like gold. And that's davening. You ever see a guy who's really into davening who's not an emesthetic person?
One.
You only know one? But isn't like it's like a different breed of people. The real true daveners, they're the guys that are golden inside.
Usually.
Torah, not always. Unfortunately, not always. Mitzvot, for sure, not always. Right? But some... It's amazing that Rabbi has to come along and say that. You would think, how can it be such a thing? How can a person study with Torah, a Talmud Chacham? Not a guy who studies 20 minutes in the day. A guy, a Talmud Chacham. And he's not gold on the inside. How could that be?
We have a guy that comes to our call in the morning.
Yeah.
He goes to two Daf Yomis in the morning. Then Rabbi Brown, then Rabbi Frankel. And he comes to our shir. He doesn't go to Davin. He doesn't talk to him.
Amazing. It wasn't has such a thing like that. It's amazing.
It's not a thing.
It's amazing you have such a person like that. It's amazing. But I was wondering, but if a guy's really into davening, you won't find most 99 majority you don't find them to be so inconsistent. You know? Am I wrong?
One smack me right in the face.
But besides that one,
yeah.
But generally those are the real MS, you know? And it's so funny because davening is such a hard avoda. All of us, we come, who misses minyan? We try very hard. What kind of davening is it? It's, you know, just to get it over because it's very, very hard. But those are the people that you see them that excel at it. They're the real golden ones on the inside. All right, so it's a big musser. It's just amazing. It's amazing. Whoever comes along, and if you're not golden, how can it be such a person? Look around. They're all over the place. They're all over the place. It's amazing. Okay, Amar Abaya, Vitam Rabbar Ula. Nikra nitav. Not only that, you're called despised. Shenemar afki nitzav v'nelach ish shosa k'mayim avla. Mayim ola. Avla. Amar b'shul bar nachmeni, amar b'yonos. What does it mean when it says, lama zem mechir biyad ksil, nitnos chachma v'lei v'ayim. He's going to buy, he's a foolish person. Oil ha'em l'saneim shal yisroel, shal mil chachamim. Woe is it? It means to the tamil chachamim. The Gemara says it in a nice way. Sha'oskim b'torah, they learn Torah. They have no Yerushalayim. Right? You'd think, how could that be possible? How could you learn God's Torah and not have Yerushalayim? Machriz Rabbi Yanai, Chaval, it's a Chaval. Al Deles Lech Darta. They don't have a Chatzar. Vitire Ledarta Ovid. But for the gate for the Chatzar, that they're busy with. What does that mean? It's a Chaval on a person who works, learns Torah. Which is what? Which is the shar to get to Yir HaShemayim. And he doesn't have any Yir HaShemayim. Right? And all his work is for nothing. Therefore, he has to have Yira before he start learning. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shahatorah, it's on the top of, way up on top. Shahatorah eino ela shar liikaris ba li Yir HaShemayim. The shar, the Torah, is only the entranceway to get to Yir HaShemayim. Vochein, therefore, therefore, you have to precede it by Yir HaShemayim. But it's circular. If the only way you're going to get to Yir HaShemayim is by learning Torah, then you have to learn Torah. And then with the Torah, your Torah is crazy because you don't have any Yir HaShemayim. So it's a circle. So the Sfas Emes answers, it's a catch 22. The Sfas Emes answers that, that, of course, you have to learn Torah. And if you see that it's not bringing you to Yir HaShemayim, then your Torah is, then stop. Let it go. Do something else. That's one answer. Right? Of course, if the learning, are you learning? And you're not, you don't have any, you're learning a big masmid, even though you're a Shemayim. So then you're not doing anything. So then stop. That's one answer. The other answer, the Yisod Avoda gives a different answer. He says there's two types of Yira Shemayim. There's Yira Ta'onesh, and then the Yira, not, Yira doesn't mean of being afraid, it means to be awe-inspired. So that's what he's saying. You have to start. So what does he say? The learning. Of course, you have to have Yira's own age to begin. But right? I'm a Jew. I'm afraid. I don't want to be punished. But it has to lead to a different kind of Yira, a Yira of awe, of how grand and awesome Hashem is. If that doesn't help, then your learning is for nothing. Okay. Amaluhu Rabbanan. Amaluhu Ravel Rabbanan. Amtusa Minayhu. I beg of you. Lo Tirtun Harti Gehenim. Don't have two Gehenims. What's two Gehenims? In this world and in the next world. Don't torture yourself like that. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My dechsev, it says, Zos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe. Why does it say Moshe put? What does it mean he put? It should say that he taught. What does he put? What does it mean? What kind of funny lesson is that? Zacha, it's a play on the word. Sam has the same sound as Sam. Zacha, Nahas Lo Sam Chayim. It's the elixir of life. Lo Zacha, Nahas Lo Sam Misa. It could be death.
Even though it's, how are you learning?
By learning. If you follow it, you keep the Torah, then it's sam. It's put there, but it's a lashon of sam. It gives you life. And if not, the other. Vardama Rava, the Uman La Sama Dechaya, engage in the elixir of life, in the pursuit of life, the Lo Umain La Sama De Musa. And if you don't, it'll be death. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonos and Rami. Ksiv, it says, Pekudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev, that it gives you joy. Ksiv, and it says, Imrus Hashem Tzerufa, right? Imrus Hashem Tzerufa, that it, Tzerufa means to purify you, like what you do to metal, smelt, which is painful. Yeah, Zacha Misamcha, yeah, you've Zacha, yeah, it's wonderful. Lo Zacha Tzerafto, and if not, Rosh Lakish Amar, Migufei Dikra, the pasuk itself, you need that. Zacha tzarafto l'chayim, if you zocha to have a good smelting, lo zacha tzarafto l'mitzah, it's a big one. Yiras Hashem tahor benes la'ad, arim chanina zeh lo mitor b'tahayra. My he, what does that mean? Nosa isha b'achach lo mitor. First get married, and then learn Torah. Why? Because once you're married, all you have all the tzaras of being met. No, that's not what I mean. Once you're married, all those desires are taken care of. So then you actually have yishav adas to sit and learn. How this plays halacha l'maaseh, that's beyond the shir, that's beyond me. Eidus Hashem ne'emana. It was a different world. Today, no one does that. I mean, certain circles, they get married a little younger, but still, they don't wait till after they're married to start learning. Amar, it's a Gemara that says that. One of the Amorim said, I got married when I was 16. And when I got married when I was 14, you know what kind of Tam Chacham I could have become? It's a different world. Amar, Eidus Hashem ne'emana. Amar, Chia bar Abba. Ne'emana hi leheid. Lehaid b'lomdeha. Right, you're trustworthy to be an aid for your learning. Ma'isa rokeim, ma'isa choshev. It says rokeim and it says choshev. What is that? Amr belazar shirokmin b'makom shechoshvin. That they would embroider in the place where they wanted to embroider. Tadam eshreder of Nechemia. Rokeim ma'isa machat. Rokeim means all with a needle. Lefikach parts of echad. It's only on one side of the curtain. But choshev ma'isa oreg, it's weave, it's woven, so it's lefikach shave parts out. It's on both sides because it's through and through. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow we finish the perek and then we start the actual nitty gritty of actual halachas of actual Yom Kippur, even bizman hazeh, not to eat, not to drink, and all that. Okay, everybody have a very good day. What?